Our scripture lesson for the morning comes from the 12th chapter of the book of Romans, beginning with verse 1. It's found on page 161 in your pew Bibles. So listen with me for the word of God. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body, we have many members, and not all the members have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually we are members one of the other. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I arrived at the church on a weekday morning and found a group of women at work out there in the fellowship hall. They were creating these long green banners which grace the front of our church. Laura Vlaming had made the design, and now the banner team had assembled to bring her design into reality. Two of them were ironing some kind of adhesive on the backs of pieces of cloth. Several were cutting hundreds of triangles of cloth, large and small, mostly green, but some purple, with a variety of designs and patterns. There was a bolt of green cloth to make the backing of the banners, and at least two sewing machines stood ready for use. They were obviously well organized and knew what they were doing, and so I simply said hi to everyone and went into the office to get about my tasks of the day. The next time I saw these banners, they were hanging as they are today. And I was surprised and I was delighted by what they had created. Piece by piece, they had selected those triangles, found just the right place for each one of them on the backing, and glued them down with an iron. I wish that I had stayed to watch the gradual process by which they executed Laura's design and transformed all those hundreds of pieces of material into a work of holy art. When I look at these banners from where you're sitting, I see a background of green made up of lots of green triangles with a purple cross made up of purple triangles. The differences in the shades and patterns of the cloth add richness and vitality. And those small triangles of green and white almost sparkle as they surround the cross. There's no doubt when you see it that the purple triangles form a cross, but the edges at which the cross and the background meet are kind of indistinct. I've sat in the pews several times since these banners have been hung, and every time I find my eyes drawn upward over and over again to see what I can see in what these banners present to us. Just a few days ago, for the first time, I walked up close to look at the banners at close range. And I want to encourage each one of you to take a moment to do that when you can. From close range, I could see each triangle of cloth with its unique size and shape and color and design. They really are quite different. I could still discern the cross, but now I could identify each piece which together create that purple image. You know, it would have been a lot simpler and would have been quite easy, would have been less artistically risky, if Laura and her banner team had simply glued a cross of purple fabric onto that green background. Would have taken just a few minutes. But by using all of those pieces, carefully chosen, carefully arranged, they created banners to hang in our worship space, which are really interesting to look at, and filled with deep layers of meaning. And so today, the deep layer of meaning in those banners, just one among many, that I want to point out to you and focus on, is the truth that differences united can be beautiful and powerful. Differences united can be beautiful and powerful. In his 12th chapter to the letter to the Romans, Paul says that, in words that I read to you just a moment ago as our lesson for the day. Let me repeat a couple sentences of that lesson. For as in one body we have many members, and not all the members have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually we are members one of another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. And then Paul goes on with a list of those different gifts, not as a complete list that it would exclude other human abilities, but just as illustrations of all the innate capacities, all the learned skills, all the different energies and enthusiasms that we bring together to become the body of Christ in the world. Prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness. One of the reasons I wanted to preach on this subject this morning comes from reading a book in preparation for teaching the Faith and Life class, in which the author proposes something quite interesting. The author says that it is unnatural for us as human beings to bring together, to join ourselves together in groups that include diversity. Diversity in humans is unnatural. The strongest groups which feel the most normal to us are made up of similar people. The book in which I found this interesting idea is titled The Righteous Mind, with a subtitle, Why Good People Are Divided by Religion and Politics, written by psychologist and university professor Jonathan Haidt. He's done research on the moral principles and values that shape our lives as individuals, as groups, as nations. Dr. Haidt's book includes many ideas that are interesting and some challenging, some even disturbing. Studying this book together in the Faith and Life class has led to rich conversations and even a few good-hearted arguments among us. So I was fascinated when his research confirmed what we all know, that we are most comfortable when we get together with people who are like us. Remember the years of adolescence? Some of you are in the midst of it right now. It felt so important to fit in. The way we dressed, the way we talked, the music we listened to, they were all parts of our effort to be in a group that was united by our similarities. And even if we refused to conform to the youthful fashions of the day, then we would find others who were like us and form a group united by our rebelliousness. When we are just being ourselves as human beings, we find diversity to be uncomfortable. We don't quite know how to act with people who are different. We're not quite sure they will like us. My way of life, which seems normal to me, almost automatic, is called into question by people whose lives are significantly different. So if I surround myself intentionally with difference by, say, traveling to a foreign country, that's fascinating, but it's also complicated, it's kind of hard, and it feels so good to get back home again, where things feel familiar, and I can just relax. And so when we are just being ourselves as human beings, which the Apostle Paul calls being conformed to this world, we create groups that feel relaxed and safe by excluding people who are different. When I am being conformed to this world, I surround myself with people who like to read books and talk about them. Those are my kind of people. I find myself in groups of people who have the gift of an education, who speak my same language, who share my heritage and my values, who enjoy whatever I call fun. Those are my people, I like them, and it's easy to be together. But Paul said to those Christians of Rome, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds. And that challenges us to do something as Christians that is not easy, that is not simple, is not without risk. The simple, easy, risk-free choice for the banner team would have been to cut a purple cross and hang it on the green background. What a loss that would have been. Instead, they created a work of art that invites us, when we look at it, to be a community that is transformed by the power of God's Holy Spirit rather than conformed to this world. Walk into almost any Christian church for their hour of worship, and you will see how difficult it is to be transformed in that way. It is rare to find a truly diverse congregation with people of different racial and national heritages, with rich and poor, some people with successful careers and others who are on disability, the young and the old. In the past, I have said from this pulpit that I really am delighted by the diversity that's here at Wildwood Presbyterian Church. And I honor the leaders who've shaped the character of this congregation to include all kinds of different people. I feel that way because I have worshiped in Presbyterian churches in which it felt like there must have been some kind of a list of personal qualities on the door, and no one who was not quite fitting into that job description was allowed to enter. That is not the case here. But we must never forget that to be a community that welcomes people who are not like us is not our normal way. It's easy, it's safe, it's simple to be conformed to the world. It's difficult, it's a challenge to be transformed. And the world will have trouble believing it, and people will criticize us for doing it if we persist in being a transformed community. If we welcome many differences among us, if we share different gifts and skills, if we voice different traditions and ideas, if we bring all that we are and all that we have to the work of the kingdom of God in this place, united across our differences by our love for God, transformed each one of us on the day when Jesus called us to be his disciples. I am so grateful that these banners are wonderfully created out of hundreds of triangles of cloth. One of them stands for me, and one of them is just right for you as well. I'm not quite sure why, but I am drawn to the idea that my personal triangle is one of those little white and green ones that create a kind of bright halo around the cross. My piece is high up at the top of the banners, obviously. But all those triangles, each one of them unique, combined together, become a work of holy art that is beautiful and powerful. And you and I, and the person sitting in the pew with you, and the person on the other side of the sanctuary, each one of us a unique child of God, are united by our faith into the body of Christ here in this place. And together, we are beautiful and powerful. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.